Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and now we're going to talk some. We just talked with the USC 383 folks, and Eric Reed, assistant superintendent, wanted me to mention a couple more quick things real quick, that the kindergarten roundup is coming up April 5th from 5:45 to 6:45 at all nine USD 383 elementary schools. Also, a STEM enrollment is open for USD 383 students currently in grades 5 through 8th. That's June 4th through the 29th at K-State as far as the STEM stuff. But right now, we're going to talk some more schools, and I gotta give you guys the say by the bell treatment. Gotta keep up traditions. Here with USD 384 Blue Valley Superintendent Brady Burton and Riley County School District Cliff Williams Superintendent. Welcome. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Glad we could work some things out, shift some schedules just a little bit. But how are things going in the your neck of the woods?
I think it's going great here on, what is it, National Weed Day, I heard coming in.
And right.
It sounds like they are blooming with all the coughing and sneezing we've got going on at school, but definitely makes you get into the spring fever.
Well, especially once we start getting some sun probably next week with some of the rain and moisture that we've had, I think we're going to see things kind of green up a little bit.
Well, we hope so, and it's actually a pretty nice day out there today. So.
Not bad. Not bad. Well, a lot of things to discuss. Brady, I think you mentioned some new school finance news or pretty recent reports that caught your eye.
Well, the legislature paid to have a study done to relook at the finance situation in Kansas, and that was released a couple weeks ago. A couple points I wanted to point out I thought was interesting that in the report, and these are kind of the same things that have been pointed out in the last couple of reports, but they said there was a strong positive relationship between educational outcomes and educational cost. So in other words, the more money you put into it, the better outcomes you seem to get. They said that Kansas schools are currently highly effective, that 96%, we're reaching 96% of our potential currently. So I thought that was very positive. They also said that it would take about 38.4% or $1.6 billion increase in funding to reach the state goal of 96% graduation rate. They said additional funds need to be put into K-12 education. They also said Kansas ranks 10th among states in student achievement, but we rank 31st in per pupil spending. So I'd say that's pretty good bang for our current buck. And they said that it will cost an additional $450 million that needs to be put into K-12 education to reach our educational goals that the State Department of Ed have set up. So I thought very positive towards K-12 education. I think the legislature, when they do these studies, are hoping that they'll find not necessarily the opposite, but a lot of it the opposite, saying that we're already being funded enough and so on and so on. So anyway, this was their own study that they paid to have done, and so I think it's very positive results for education.
And Cliff, your thoughts on some of those numbers?
Well, I would echo those numbers, you know, and for how many other studies we've had, there's always been a one-to-one correlation on achievement versus the dollar that's put towards education. And, you know, we talk about some of the bills that are out there right now as well and how education's just the key there. As, you know, we talk about gun safety is a key one that's out there, or school security. And, you know, we talk about we'd like to maybe look at having more counselors than we are, you know, having our staff carrying or, you know, I know there's a lot of different opinions on that topic there and what is the right thing to make sure our schools are safe. But a lot of different areas there that I think we could put some funding towards to improve, you know, the quality of education as well as safety and hopefully help our Kansas economy continue to grow.
And Cliff, I'm glad you mentioned that point on when it comes to school counselors, because that is something that I feel like is being kind of lost in this whole discussion. We're talking about the possibility of arming teachers. We're talking about the insurance ramifications, and to go take a pause on that point just real quick, because I remember, I think it was the last time, Brady, you were in here, or it was the time before, it was pretty recently, you were talking about how you had actually checked into that for the school district
we had,
a couple of years ago.
We had, and At that point, it was an insurance issue. I think it still is. You probably talked about this in the last segment, but of course, the Kansas legislature, that's a hot topic right now in arming teachers. And it's legal to do right now, but no one will insure if there's any negligence with staff members. So no one is doing it. And I heard this morning, actually, the legislature is looking at trying to change that to where insurance companies have to insure schools if they do it and so on and so forth. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen there. But I know I've talked to many of our teachers about it and just point blank ask them, would you, if you could conceal carry, would you? And everyone has said no. If I had a concealed carry, I would have to reevaluate if I want to be a teacher in education. That's not my job. So.
And Cliff, have you had similar discussions with any of your teachers on that?
Just a few, and some with our administration, you know, and would echo the same thoughts that Brady's staff is sharing with you, that we're in the business of educating kids. We'd like to take our focus a little bit more towards that counselor, helping kids with social-emotional. I just recently took my team to social-emotional training, and they were saying that the state of Kansas counselor-to-pupil ratio right now is 1 to 473 students.
Say that again?
1 to 473 students.
Wow. I figured it was probably a number like that, but I didn't think it was that sort of number.
It was pretty significant, especially when you think about the recommendation is 1 to 250. I know we evaluated ours. We have two counselors, and we're about 1 to 320. And so we were looking at that and definitely seeing that need. We just had a outside visiting team, which is part of our accreditation, that came in, and we talked about that and what resources we are going to need moving forward based off what the kids' needs are.
And again, that's one counselor for every 400-some-odd students.
Correct.
That's the average in the state.
Yes.
That's incredible. Again, Brady Bowman here with Blue Valley Superintendent, or Blue Valley Randolph Superintendent Brady Burton, and Riley County School District Cliff Williams. We do have a phone call. Caller, go ahead.
These tests you got, has any one of them been in the military?
I'm sorry. Caller, start your question over. I kind of didn't have you turned up loud enough. Go ahead.
Okay. Is any one of these two gentlemen been in the military?
I have not.
No.
Okay. The narrative is what you hear from the media and everybody else is arming teachers. Well, you don't just arm teachers. I mean, the model that's over in Israel, there's people are armed over there in those schools. They've never been attacked. And by God, what happens here, nobody knows who's armed. It might be a teacher. It might be a damn janitor in the building. It might be anyone, but nobody knows who it is because there's a presence of surprise. So when you hear, when this narrative goes on arming teachers, yeah, the average Joe Blow teacher probably shouldn't be armed. That's good. But if there is going to be somebody armed, they damn well better be trained and trained and trained well in these situations, because they don't want to wind up like it did down in Parkland, where these sorry people down there of the sheriff's department couldn't even go in there and protect those kids. So, you know, the schools need to be hardened and need to be safe. And that's my comment. Why don't you guys take over? Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Well, I think you have some good points. If we would arm teachers, they do, or whoever in the building, custodians, superintendents, whoever, they do need to be very highly trained and know what they're doing. So I don't disagree with that comment.
And I would echo those thoughts. Training is always a key in everything that you do, and to be prepared. And we definitely want the same thing, to know that we have safe and secure areas for our students and our staff. And it's horrible that we have to have this discussion right now, to be honest. You know, I know when I went into education about 27 years ago, I didn't think I'd be having this conversation living out here in the area that we do.
It is, and I was thinking about that going through the grocery store a couple days ago. It was last night, actually. Just thinking about kind of where we're at right now in the country and the conversations we're having, and just the idea that it seems like the main discussion point we're having in the country, not just overall, maybe not just the schools, including schools, but just overall, it's just, it seems like we're just all having this discussion of we all need to decide if we need to shoot people or not. Like that's the discussion. We need to look at people and decide, am I going to need to shoot that person? And it's just kind of a weird, I understand the world's a dangerous place. I get that. I totally understand that. But it is just kind of a weird thought that is where we're at right now, that's the discussion. And Cliff, I mean, as an editorial comment, I side got with both of you guys as far as let's look at having some mentors in schools, having some folks that, well, on the ratio on counselors, that's what it was, having a focus on counselors in schools and bettering that ratio. Like that's a direction that I feel like we'd maybe be a little better served if we kind of look more in that direction instead of this discussion of just do we need to shoot our neighbors or not. Basically, it seems like that's the discussion right now. And weird time.
It is different times, and I know a lot of different people have different views. And bottom line is for both Cliff and I and I think everyone out there that we want our children to be able to come to school and feel safe, whatever that might be. And that goes beyond, I think, what we're talking about with gun control or that, but feeling safe that they won't be bullied, feeling safe that they have a meal that they can eat, being safe that they're going to be treated right. So there's a lot of things that go into that. So anyway, you know, there's a couple of local things I wanted to say, Brady. I know
sure. We're yeah, let's, yeah, we're time, short on but, time.
I think many people know we've talked about our bond. We actually are opening bids on April 19th at 3:00 and then having a special board meeting on April 23rd to approve the bid. And I also wanted to say our kindergarten roundup is coming up Wednesday, April 4th at 5:30. And so that's always an exciting time. This Friday is Good Friday. We do not have school this Friday. Our only spring sport is track, and both our middle school and high school are getting geared up on Thursday. So it's that time of year.
Cliff, did you have some things you wanted to close with?
I do, Brady. Friday as well, we are off. We were scheduled to be off this coming Monday, April 2nd. However, we've missed so many days with snow that we will have a makeup day. That's Monday, April 2nd. School will be in session. We as well have many things going on. We encourage people to go to our website and look at all the different events from kindergarten roundup to prom to graduation, all the different activities. We also launched a parent patron survey again. We did this last year and got some good feedback, and the Board of Education has used it, and they've launched it again this year, so it's live. And again, encourage people to go to usd378.org and look at that survey, and we'd appreciate your feedback.
All right. Oh, go ahead, Brady.
Can grandparents fill that out too, Cliff, of students at Riley County? Or?
Yeah, it's a parent and a patron survey.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Thanks so much for coming in and especially sharing your thoughts, especially when it comes to some of these tough issues. Everybody talks about, well, we hear everything in the media. Well, here's some superintendents that actually talk to their teachers. So thanks so much for coming in. Brady Burton and Cliff Williams, we'll see you again soon. K-State Dance, got some programs coming up. We'll close the program out with that after the break.
K-Man Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of championship quality golf, plus one of the finest restaurants in all of the Flint Hills. Book your tee times and see the full menu at ColbertHills.com.
KMAN is keeping it local. Dollars spent locally today help build a better community for tomorrow.
Baskin-Robbins in downtown has the treats you want. We carry over 45 flavors of ice cream to make your favorite shakes, cakes, or cones. Locally owned, we're here to take care of your dessert needs. Baskin-Robbins in downtown Manhattan, a Streeter family business. Our family serving yours.
Number one in every demographic in Manhattan and Riley County, reaching more people than any other radio group in the area, and a full digital and internet marketing team. Manhattan Broadcasting is ready to help you get your message to the most customers. Call today, 785-776-1350, online at manhattanbroadcasting.com.
D&I Plumbing, Heating, and Air will provide honest and quality service when you need it most. From a leaky faucet to replacing your water heater, trust the experts at D&I Plumbing, Heating, and Air, your local dealer for Coleman and other great makes and models. Call 537-7138 today.
KMAN is keeping it local. Find more great local businesses plus special deals and offers when you keep it local at 1350kman.com.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power